So I'm here at the Glass House at the Birch Tree in Wilsill, and I'm joined with Melissa and Marie, the mother-daughter team who run it here. Hi, guys.
Hello.
So this really is a very family-run business then, isn't it? Everything here is very family-oriented.
Yes, we all do like to get involved. I work here all week with my brother, who's my head barman, and my parents, Paul and Marie, do get involved and come and help me in the kitchen and help decor and with menu ideas and things like that. So we are really all integrated into the company.
So Marie, you run the other side of what we have here at the Birch Tree.
Yes, we've got accommodation and the lovely holiday cottages. People come and stay, and then they can either drink here or eat here. They often pop in the bar before they go home for supper. And they find it's a beautiful place to stay, as in that there's lots of things to do. There's Pateley Bridge just down the road and lovely walking country.
Yeah, well, it is. I was just looking outside. There's a big glass window just here on the side of the dining room. What a gorgeous view you have outside.
Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely stunning. And whatever the weather, really, it really does feel like middle of nowhere, but you're actually not. You're only 2 minutes from Pateley Bridge and 20 minutes to Harrogate.
Do you do outside dining then when the weather's good here?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, the doors open all the way up, so it really opens up the full restaurant to the gorgeous countryside. Putting umbrellas up, people have pims on the terrace, and it was a really good summer last year, so we're hoping for an even better one this year, aren't we?
Mm.
That sounds wonderful. So let's talk a bit about this menu then, because so much of what's on there looks really, really good. What are sort of the highlights of your menu?
Well, they vary, really. Lunchtime is quite an informal kind of affair. Lots of light bites and hearty things as well, and beautiful things like French onion soup in winter, which, you know, feels like a ski lodge almost. But in the evening, we're really a lot more elegant and refined, but still very relaxed, extremely relaxed.
From what I understand, you've brought a lot of experience here with you. Not only did you guys used to run the Timberley Inn, which is obviously a very well-known pub around here, you've also brought a very experienced chef with you.
We have a brilliant chef, and his team work extremely hard to produce really wonderful dishes in the evening.
People who come here with dietary requirements, is that something that you cater for here as well?
Yes, we do.
Our chef is capable of doing so if needed. But we have had people that are vegan in the area that come in, and we try and give them a couple of options each for a choice, so that they're not coming just for one certain item. They've got a choice of something that isn't actually on the menu itself. Our chef comes and creates that for us, you know, as we know that these people are coming in to dine with us. We have already sort of tried to accommodate a good proportion of the area for dietary requirements anyway. And as we say, he's so creative, and it usually is just the one component that needs changing, and people that come with allergies, you wouldn't actually know that they've gone for a certain, you know, gluten-free option or vegetarian option, because they are all as delicious as each other, all these different dishes.
So there really is something for absolutely everybody.
We're hoping so, yes. We've done our best to try and accommodate everybody with at least one or two dishes on the menu. And as we say, it is only sort of a small menu, so we do try and accommodate, again, with specials that change on a daily or weekly basis and things like that.
So you guys do events here as well?
We do small weddings, very intimate weddings, seating probably between 36 and 40. That's about the maximum, unless it's a beautiful day and we can explore outside and use tables and beautiful umbrellas, or special birthday parties, any kind of size party really, as long as it's under 36. And even smaller still, say for 12, the chef would make a menu just for them, and they would be able to choose every aspect of it, how it starts, what they have in the middle, and how they end the evening.
Well, I've got to say, it is a beautiful room for events. Talk me through a bit of the decor in here, because there's a lot of glass, a lot of light. It's lovely. Who planned all of this?
Well, we called it the Glass House because we wanted lots of light. And we had the great big windows, big opening doors, so we get all the view. But we actually really wanted a glass roof, but obviously with our weather, it's not particularly very good in depths of winter. So we absolutely wanted to go with the glass house feel. So we've had gorgeous chandeliers.
We've tried to make it a little bit of an Eden, but, you know, it's nice and relaxing in summer especially, nice greenery, so I'm hoping to sort of keep adding.
And quite magical.
Yeah.
at any time of the day.
I think that was probably my first impression when I walked in, with sort of the archway and the sort of fairy lights everywhere. It is a very magical feel. Yeah. I think, yeah, you've hit the nail on the head with the Eden thing as well, with lots of floral decoration around. It's very nice. Mm. So you're kind of in two parts. You've got the bar and the restaurant. If people are just walking past with a dog, they can pop into the bar, which is great.
We have space in the bar for dogs, and you can also eat in the bar. Not in the restaurant, but there's all outside, beautiful terrace, and if dogs always get a doggy biscuit, which is down to Melissa because she thinks of the dogs first. On your way from a walk, it's nice to have a little nibble.
If people want to find out more about the Glass House at Birchtree Inn, where can they go to find out more about you?
Well, we do have a Facebook site, which we try and add any new menus on there as soon as we can. And we have our website as well, so you can search us just through the Glass House at the Birchtree, or if you did type in just the Birchtree, as it used to be known, our website is www.thebirchtreeinn.co.uk.
Perfect, wonderful. It's been very nice to speak to both Melissa and Marie.
Thank you.
This whole conversation has made me very hungry. Hopefully I will see you both again soon.
Thank you.